In Northwest News on KPLU, Seattle's Lower Duwamish Waterway was listed as a Superfund site in 2001. Now, after extensive public feedback, a final cleanup plan has been approved. It will take 17 years and cost nearly $350 million. But as KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe explains, some groups still see the EPA's requirements as a bare minimum.
The EPA's local administrator, Dennis McLaren, says public involvement led the agency to add 21 additional acres of dredging to remove more toxins from the polluted waterway.
And that dredging will also ensure that the navigation channel in the river is maintained.
He says the plan will result in a healthier waterway for the long term. That's not enough for members of the Duwamish River Cleanup Coalition. They want near-term cleanup to make the river safe for people who eat fish from it now. So they're asking responsible parties to consider actions that go beyond the EPA's requirements. The Cleanup Coalition's policy advisor, B.J. Cummings, says, for example, dredging 24 additional acres of highly toxic soil that the plan says can be capped.
We do know that that was the choice that Boeing made when they were permitted to use a cap at Boeing Plant 2. They elected to remove everything instead, specifically in order to save money in the long run.
She says caps are costly to monitor, and they expose responsible parties to liability if they fail, such as might happen in an earthquake. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.